सावधूतं परिजन सहित कृष्ण च Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Desha Dharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasade Gauravaktavinda
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
So let us offer our obeisances to Lord Jagannath. Please repeat after me.
Neela Chal Nivasaya
Neela Chal Nivasaya
Nityaya Paramatmane Subhadraya
Subhadra Subhadraya
Jagannathaya Te Namaha
Jagannathaya Te Namaha
Neelachal Nivasaya
Neelachal Nivasaya
Nityaya Paramatmane
Nityaya Paramatmane
Subhadra Subhadraya
your wife, but not without mobile. Right? while going out they forget the wife but they don't forget the mobile. So taking for 3 days is a big punishment. So please, my humble request, keep your mobiles switched off. It's become a big nuisance everywhere we go. And everywhere I have to tell you that in Naimisharanya there were 88,000 sages sitting and hearing Bhagavad Katha. If all of them had smartphones, you can imagine what would have happened to Shrivada Goswami. Right? He would have spoken 2-3 chapters on mobile, isn't it? Mobile kada bina upayogami or something like that. But it's a wonder that Shrivada Goswami was speaking to 88,000. Shrivada Goswami was speaking to Shrivada Goswami when he was thousands of sages. And no sound system was there. Right? If suppose the sound system goes down right now, the person sitting behind will not be able to hear. But no, it was okay, it was not going down. I was just saying it like that. So, but then thousands of sages were hearing. How were they hearing? What was the technology? So we should understand that we have not advanced in technology. We have gone back. This Tantra Shastra technology is not for other ages, it's only for Kali Yuga. Krishna stopped Mayadana. In Mahabharata there is a description that Mayadana was about to give the technology to Arjuna. He was very happy with Arjuna and he said, let me give you the technology. This is for Kali Yuga people, not now. So that means you can understand how advanced we are. So anyway, for Jagannath, I was speaking that it's a festival of love, festival of devotion. So Jagannath was in Buddhicha temple and Mahaprabhu used to go daily there. Every day to have darshan. And then he would kirtan, lot of kirtan, continues till they are too tired. And then they will go and take bath in Sarovar, there is Indulubna Sarovar, there is Narendra Sarovar. And they used to play there. And after that, eat prasad. Jagannath is very merciful. On all other days, you have to fast, isn't it? Janmashtami, you have to fast, Ramavami, you have to fast. On Jagannath Rath Yatra day, keep eating, right, all the time. Lot of prasad is available. Because that is a speciality of Jagannath Puri. Nobody goes hungry in Jagannath Puri. It has been, it is a benediction given to Parvati Devi that no one in Jagannath Puri will go hungry and everyone will get Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is the prasad which comes directly from the plate Krishna has eaten. That is called Mahaprasad. Everything is not Mahaprasad. We just use for everything we use Mahaprasad. But actually others are prasad. Mahaprasad is something which is coming directly from the plate Krishna has eaten. And in Jagannath Puri is the only place where you get, you know, Krishna eats in the pots and the same pots come out and you get to eat the same thing. So Mahaprasad is available. So I was speaking about Mahaprabhu's pastime. So this happened when they went. So they were playing, they used to play in the waters. And how they used to play, just one or two examples I will give. If I speak on that pastime, it's a very long pastime, just examples. So they used to jump in the water, they used to splash water at each other, and just like kids they were playing. And initially one time they went and they were just all of them were there, and then they started going in group. Group means two at a time. So two devotees will go, they will play, and then next two like that. Like Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu went. Who's Advaita Acharya? Mahavishnu. And it was Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram. And both of them are come playing, splashing water at each other. And then, of course, Balaram is little powerful. Not little powerful, used the wrong word. Balaram is most powerful. Right? One time Srila Prabhupada asked his devotees in Vrindavan, who is powerful, Krishna or Balaram? Who is most powerful? So, they were all sannyasis preaching worldwide. And they started thinking, what to answer? Because the question came from Prabhupada. See, the important thing is when somebody asks a question, who's asking is important. Right? If the same question was asked by some audience in their class, they wouldn't even think, just answer. But here was Prabhupada asking the question, who's more powerful? So then they thought a lot and then they said, Balaram. Prabhupada said, oh, yes, why? He said, because he is the source of all the bal, all the powers, everything comes from him. Yes, that's right. And then Prabhupada said, look, all the Balaram is powerful. Whom is he leaning on? He's leaning on Krishna. So Krishna is more powerful. So anyway, Balaram started splashing water and you know, Advaita Acharya couldn't take it. So he had to run, he had to go back. And then Advaita Acharya started speaking in such language like children, they talk each other, they start blaming, they start abusing each other. And he started telling Nityananda Prabhu, you don't know how to behave, you know, all those things. So all this was going on. They were just playing like kids. And then there was Swarup Damodar and Sarvam Bhattacharya. They started playing, both of them. Can you imagine who was he? Ramanandaraya, who was he? He was a governor. When he used to just go for taking bath, 1,000 people will follow him. Can you imagine his power? When we go to take bath, nobody follows us, right? I'm sure. And nobody should. So, but Ramanandaraya is going to just take bath. That's how Mahaprabhu saw him first time. And when he looked at him and he saw 1,000 people, Brahmanas chanting mantras, and so many people, he understood he is Ramanandaraya. So this was Ramanandaraya. Can you imagine the power? And Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was famous as a scholar, Raj Purohit, when Pratap Rudra came back and he came to know there is some sannyasi, so he asked Sarvam Bhattacharya, and I have heard some sannyasi is here. He said, he's not an ordinary sannyasi. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Pratap Rudra said, because you are saying, I believe that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just imagine what was his status. Because King said, you are saying he must be Supreme Personality. So one side he, another side Ramanandaraya, they were both playing like kids, splashing water on each other. Mahaprabhu was watching. So Mahaprabhu called one devotee, Gopinath, said, please come here. He said, go and explain them. Why are they doing like this? It doesn't look like nice in public. Everyone is watching and they are great personalities. They are playing like kids. Go and tell them. Stop it. So Gopinath started laughing. He said, it's not their fault. What do you mean? He said, it's your fault. It's the fault of your mercy that makes a person so innocent like a child that he forgets everything and engrossed in Krishna consciousness. This is what is required for us. Be a child in devotional service. When you dance in front of Jagannath, when you chant in front of Jagannath, when you pull the rath, be like a child. Don't be childish, but be like a child. Childlike. That is important. So a devotee should have a heart of a child. A child doesn't have a designation. He's not bothered about his position. He... Hare Krishna. The light is on. Okay. So the child is not concerned about his position, about the place he is in, about the time. He just engrosses in play. So devotee should have that heart of a child, innocent heart of a child. And that comes when you give up your designations, when you forget who you are, and just dance in ecstasy. And before you dance, before you perform Rath Yatra, it's very important that how you can come into that mood, Mahaprabhu displayed by Gurunicha Maharaja. Before Rath Yatra, before inviting Krishna to your heart, Gurunicha Maharaja is important. How to clean the heart? Mahaprabhu did it. He cleaned the temple himself. He encouraged everyone to do that. We all know the pastime of Gurunicha Maharaja. That how it is important to perform Gurunicha Maharaja first and then Rath Yatra. Cleaning of the heart so that we can enjoy the darshan, we can enjoy the pulling of the ratha. And Jagannath is so merciful, he always blesses everyone. He's the most, you can see he doesn't even have eyelids, right? There are no eyelids. His eyes are always open, waiting for us. Two arms stretched for you. He's waiting, calling you. Every year for Rath Yatra, I generally am in Jagannath Puri for the last many years. Every year I was in Jagannath Puri. After many years, this year is the first year that I am not in Jagannath Puri. But I feel I am in Jagannath Puri because Jagannath is here. And the enthusiasm of the devotees. It is the enthusiasm of the devotees that makes Jagannath happy. Not only the crowd. Jagannath is happy to see the crowd. But when he sees enthusiastic devotees like all of you here, he is definitely happy. So for us, it is important to understand that to worship God, to worship Jagannath, what is important? Is it important just to wear some dress? Does that make you a devotee? No. Dress is not so important. Externals are not important. What is important is your heart. Jagannath is seeing your heart. What is there in your heart? That is important. So we should understand that in Jagannath Rath Yatra we are performing, we should also remember the mercy of Jagannath. Jagannath is very merciful. Not only merciful, he cannot see his devotees suffering. The story of Ramchandra Dev you may have heard. He was a king staying in Khurda. Khurda is near to Jagannath Puri, or 20 kilometers. So he was staying there, was a very staunch devotee of Jagannath. And but the area was being ruled by Mughals at that time. So the person who was in charge, who was ruling, so he appointed a person called Taki Khan in that area, and he was dead against Hindus. So, this is the time when Jagannath was, see in India, we have always been together. There is no problem between people of different religion, because that is what our spirituality teaches. That be together, no differences, respect each other. That is what spirituality is. So you may belong to any religion, but we should respect every religion. Because every religion is based on God. They are serving God in whatever way, whatever capacity. So we should have respect for everyone. So Ramchandra Dev also was a very staunch devotee. It's there in his life that later, somehow, he had to suffer a lot. In fact, suffered to the extent that he was not allowed to come to the temple. And something he had done just to save the temple. Being a king, he had to do certain things to save the temple. But then it went to such an extent that they said he is not allowed to clean the temple. In fact, every Ekadashi, they offer a lamb on top of the temple in the name of the king. They stopped that also. You don't want such a thing. And he was not even allowed to broom. They do it in front of the Ratha. He was really disturbed. So he used to come in the night to have darshan. Because he was not allowed during the daytime. And every day night he was coming and he used to stand outside and just pray to Jagannath. Please, I want to see you. And I'm not able to see. Many times it happens. Now, all of you may be aware in our institution, there was a sannyasi, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He also had a desire to see Jagannath. And Jagannath fulfilled his desire. Although he was not allowed to be in the temple. But then Jagannath can do anything. So this happened somewhere in 1978. All of you know that incident well, most of you who have heard this. Maharaj was, this was in 78 after Prabhupada's departure. And Maharaj wanted to go there and pray for the protection of ISKCON. So Maharaj went there from outside, he was praying, he was not allowed inside. And it so happened that he thought I should take darshan once. So he changed his clothes and wanted to go. He went with the crowd, you know, and he was pushed inside somehow. And he says that he was standing there and one person came and took him right up to Jagannath. And he had darshan, he could pay obeisances. And then he was sent out. So like this, many things, this king was standing for a long time, for many days, and finally Jagannath couldn't take it. My devotee is coming and he's not able to take darshan. So he came out of the temple. Like in Rath Yatra, he comes out because many of the devotees will come to the temple, right? Many times we have our own issues. Even on Fridays we don't come saying that I'm busy, right? I have this, I have that. Of course, if you do like this, then Jagannath will have to come to your house to see you. What do you want? Better you come or you want him to come? Sometimes he comes maybe unbearable for you. So, he comes in different forms. Better you come to the temple. So, he came out and pujaris next day when they opened the door, they saw flowers all up to the altar. They were surprised. So there are various things like this. There is a very nice pastime of a person called Nilambar from North India. He was a staunch devotee of Jagannath. And he was a very rich man. Very rich man. But finally he understood. He thought, what is the point of having such riches when I can't see the Lord of my life? Many times this realization comes to us also, but that is the time when we are leaving our body. Not in the lifetime, right? In the lifetime we are busy earning money. In the lifetime we are busy with so many things. So, but it came to him and he wanted to have darshan of Jagannath. So he just started walking towards Jagannath Puri. And that was the time when you didn't have planes, when you didn't have trains to go, you have to walk through the forest. Nowadays it's so easy for us, take a flight, okay, tomorrow is Rath Yatra, okay, I'm going to Puri now. But that was not possible, so he walked. So he came to a point where he had to cross the river. There was no one at that time. So there was a fisherman and he called a fisherman, can you help me? So the fisherman thought, maybe he's a very wealthy man. Let me take him in the middle of the river. And then push him down, take all his money, kill him. So then he started taking him. And the person realized, oh, you're going in a wrong way. Why are you taking me? Are you going to kill me? This person said, yes, the death personified is standing in front of you. So at that time, Lord couldn't tolerate. He called out to Jagannath. Obviously, you see, this is the quality of the devotees. When they are in trouble, they call to the Lord. Simple thing, save me. That's the one who can save you, right? It's not wrong when you are in trouble to call Lord. What is wrong in that? One, Draupadi did it. She was in trouble, she called many times, in fact, at least two times we know. One time during her disrobing and the other time during Purvasana and Sakshapatrata. Maybe the other time also she must have done it. Yeah, she did it one more time and she was being kidnapped. So, many times. So, it's not wrong that we call Jagannath, Krishna at the time that we really need him when we are in trouble. And that is what everyone does. The gopis do that. Prahlad Maharaj, did he call Krishna when he was troubled? Yes or no? Are you sure? Called. Huh?
Always
he's calling. He's always in trouble. He was always thinking, he was not calling. Okay, very nice. He's saying he's always calling, he's not calling. Amrish Maharaj, did he call? Did he call? When the devil was coming to kill, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, he didn't even move from his place. He didn't call. Let God take care of it. So they are both examples. It's not that you shouldn't call or you should call. It's okay, whatever the situation. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, his qualities are really to be understood as a devotee when we speak of Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad, when we are talking of calling the Lord, how he addressed the Lord? What was his quality? How Prahlad became so dear to Krishna? What was the quality? When Narad Muni starts describing about the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, he says, the first, he says, there were four sons, he says, but only he names Prahlad. Later all the names are given, but he names only Prahlad at that time. And he says, what was his quality? Mahalvasakaha. He was worshipping the devotees of the Lord. That was his quality, Prahlad's quality. Mahalvasakaha. Other qualities are given for Prahlad, Brahmanya, Shira Sampanna, Satya Santho, Vijay, Jitendriya, etc. A lot of qualities. And the main quality is he had natural love for Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati Yasya Naisargiki Ratihi. The natural love for Krishna he had is flowing. As we have natural attraction toward material things, Prahlad has natural affection for Krishna. It's natural for us to get attracted towards material things, right? The money, the fame, the power, the position. But for Prahlad, it was Krishna. So here this Nilambar, he called out to Krishna, he called out to Jagannath, and then Jagannath came, but in the form of a soldier, and he started chastising from the banks, he started calling the boatman, please come. Otherwise, I'll shoot you in shot and arrow also. And then he brought him to the next and he was saved and somehow all these things happened. So Nilambar, when he came to Jagannath Puri, that was the day of Jagannath Rath Yatra. And when Nilambar saw his Lord sitting on the chariot, he paid obeisances. And to such extent that he couldn't control his emotions and he left his body right there. Krishna put him to Goloka just because of his emotions, because of his bhava, because of his mood. Like we say that when we perform bhakti, we shouldn't be sentimental. We don't do bhakti with sentimental, but we should have sentiments. So we shouldn't be sentimental, but we should have sentiments. Bhava should be there, we should not be bhavuk by doing bhakti. So here what we see in the Jagannath Rath Yatra, the Mahotsav, the festival, it's a festival to bring Krishna into our hearts. That is the real meaning of pulling Krishna. We because many times we bring so many things in our heart, it is better to bring Krishna to open our heart. And Jagannath always is ready to reciprocate with our feelings, with our mood, how we behave. In fact, very important element of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, what we see is the relationships amongst devotees, the loving relationship which attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we have loving relationship among each other, naturally it attracts Jagannath. So Jagannath's pastimes, Jagannath Leela, Jagannath Rath Yatra is an important thing, as I was saying, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was participating in Rath Yatra. How was he participating? Even Prabhupada had Rath Yatra. He was a small child and he wanted to do Rath Yatra. Prabhupada writes that he was meditating on going to Jagannath Puri for years. He was always thinking he wanted to see the grand road. He had only heard about it. And it was not before many years that he could go there. So as a child, he wanted to... Hare Krishna. See, Shivdev Goswami is not here. As soon as the mic goes, so, Mahaprabhu, how he was participating in Rath Yatra, Rath Yatra Mahotsav, and what was the mood of the devotees? We should learn from that. Jagannath is always ready to reciprocate with us. But it is our duty to have the clear consciousness in which we can reciprocate with Jagannath. It is not that Jagannath needs our service. It is that we need to serve. Many times people think that I am giving to Jagannath. Sometimes people say, I have, so I am giving. So I tell them, it is not like that, you have, so you are giving. Because you are giving, that is why you have it. That is the meaning of that, right? So we keep giving, Jagannath reciprocates. And there are wonderful pastimes of Jagannath mentioned in various books. How Jagannath can do anything. One of the pastimes which comes to my mind is there was a pujari who used to dress Jagannath every day, turban, etc. And it so happened that the garland of Jagannath used to go to the king. And one day when the king saw the garland, it had hair. And he was not very happy. So he called the pujari. Where did you keep this garland? This is my garland. It's not supposed to be kept down. So he said, I didn't keep it down. He said, no, you did. You didn't handle it properly. He said, no, I did. He said, no. Then how is the hair? He said, I don't know. Call the pujari who was dressing. So the pujari was called. He said, how is it? He said, actually today when I was dressing Jagannath, I was meditating that in Vrindavan you have such beautiful hair, curly hair, Shyam Sundar, and here you're like a brahmachari, nothing is there. So he was just meditating that. And he said, while I was meditating and while I was dressing, beautiful hair appeared on Jagannath. And that's how one hair has come here. King was not happy to hear. He thought that he is just trying to give excuses. So king said, okay, we'll go to the temple. If I see the hair of Jagannath, then it's fine, otherwise today is the last day for me. And this devotee had such confidence in Jagannath, he said, no problem, come. So they went to the temple, and obviously, like this, so king was sure. So king showed this pujari, show me where are they? And he looked at Jagannath. As soon as he looked at Jagannath, the king saw beautiful curly hair of Jagannath. Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. He protects his devotees always. Jagannath has a very beautiful pastime with Jayadeva Goswami, who has written Gita Govind, and Krishna likes, Jagannath likes it very much. Every day, even today, it is sung there. He likes singing and dancing, Jagannath. That is why Rath Yatra is for singing and dancing. There was one devotee of Jagannath who came, who started singing. He made his own kartals and then he was singing there in front of Jagannath near the Garuda Stump every day. And he will sing and dance in ecstasy. After a few days, it so happened a big Pandit came there who was reciting Puranas very nicely. So they arranged a class. Like, you know, here the class is arranged and Jagannath temple is here, of course. It's also, I don't see the Garuda Stump only, that's the difference, but otherwise. So they arranged a class and he started speaking. Wonderful speaker, very good speaker, a very knowledgeable person. And then this devotee came. So he came, he didn't even notice that class is going on. And he just came, started playing kartal and started chanting and dancing. So obviously this person, you can imagine here somebody does this, class is going on and one of you just come and stand up and start Jai Jagannath. Our security people will take you out, that's all right. So then this person told, you cannot. So he was told, you cannot do that. So he got so angry that he went to Jagannath, he threw his kartals there. He said, what is the use of singing for you if you cannot protect me? So he just threw his kartals there, he said, I'm going. So then he just left. And then Jagannath came in the dreams of the king and he said, that I want that person to do kirtan here. Stop this class. The class, they can go and do it in front of Lakshmi Devi. She is interested. I'm not interested. Okay, so go and do the class there. Here it should be kirtan. Till today, it is a rule. In the temple, no class system. Classes are done in Lakshmi Devi's temple. Go and recite Puranas there. Here, Jagannath just likes to hear kirtan and dances. So Jayadeva Goswami has written beautifully here, Gita Govindam, and many songs are there which are sung. We also sing one or two songs from Gita Govind, Shita Kamala Kachimandala here. So when he was writing Gita Govindam, at a place where he was writing, he kept on writing, and he wrote something which was like, Krishna is holding the feet of Radharani. So he wrote it and then he said, did I write something wrong? How can Krishna do this? She's a devotee, right? So then he cut it. But then it was written again. So then he was asked to recite his Gita Govinda in front of all the scholars in Jagannath temple. So Jagannath was there, all the scholars were there and he was reciting Gita Govinda. He came to that line where he had to say that Krishna is massaging the feet or holding the feet of Radharani. He thought, I'm speaking in front of all these scholars, what will they think about me? What kind of a person is he? So he skipped that line, went to the next one. As soon as he did, Jagannath started shouting from the altar, he's a cheater, stop him, stop him. And everyone was looking, what happened to him? He said, he skipped one line, ask him to listen. Tell him, I want to hear that. So then Jayadeva Goswami went to Varanasi because he became famous as Gita Govind. So they called him there. So in Varanasi, all the big scholars were there and he was reciting the same thing there. And then he thought, okay, Puri Nagar Jagannathji was there, but now, I cannot say this. So he skipped again that line. As he skipped, a brahmachari stood up from the crowd and started shouting, he's a cheater, he's a cheater. He said, what? He said, I was in Puri when he was reciting and he didn't recite this line. So ask him to recite. So he had to recite again. And then the brahmachari came close to Jayadeva Goswami and told him, I like to hear it. Please keep reciting in front of me. Jagannath is, he has a lot of pastimes with devotees, even within ISKCON. And practically with everyone, I think, all of you who have gone. How many of you have gone to Jagannath Puri? Please raise your hand. And how many of you have participated in Rath Yatra? Oh, very few. It's a wonderful experience to go for Jagannath Rath Yatra. You don't know how many people are there and who all are there. who's who, everyone is there, right? All the demigods are there. They come, it is said that Jagannath Puri, when the Rath Yatra is there, all the demigods come. Of course, they don't come in their original form, but they change the form and they come to pull the Rath. That's why you see, on the day of Rath Yatra, thousands and thousands, lakhs and lakhs people come. But next day you see everyone, all the whole Puri is empty. The grand road you can walk alone, you can take a morning walk there, no problem. But on that day, you cannot even reach grand road. Thousands, lakhs. Yesterday we saw, so most of you must have seen the videos, so many people come. So Jagannath has with everyone, day, he has a special relationship. He makes everyone feel special and then he brings him back also to his normal position. So, one of the incidents I shared with you last time when I was here, I remember. But most of you may have forgotten, so I'll speak it again. I had just joined the ashram, so we went for a yatra, 2000 devotees. We went for a yatra in Jagannath Puri. This was my first time in Puri. Before coming to ISKCON, we hardly hear about Jagannath, right? I mean, those who are on Odisha, Bengal side, they are fortunate, they know. But most of us who are from North side, we hardly hear about Jagannath. So, this was the first time I went to Jagannath Puri. And so we were told that, okay, get ready and all of us will go together. But you know, when you are new, you are over enthusiastic. So whatever you are told, you never do that. Right? So I was one of them. So when I was told, when we told the all of us, but I wanted to go first, I said. So I got ready and I rushed without waiting for others to come. So I rushed and I went to the temple. I was very excited, you know, going to take darshan Jagannath, going to Jagannath temple first time. So I rushed inside, I was going. As soon as I entered, a panda came in front of me. And I was coming and he came and he told me to wait. And then he put a garland in my, he put a garland in my mouth. I was like, wow. I was thinking, I am a pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord has sent him to welcome me, right? What else can be there? That's what I had heard in the classes, that pure devotees. I was like, oh, maybe I am a pure devotee of the Lord. He has given the garland. Not only that, he took some sweet, he had some prasad, and he forced it inside my mouth. Eat it, eat it. And I was saying, no, I don't take sweet. Inside. I was thinking, this is really, Jagannath knows me, right? Who else can be treated like this? Such a nice welcome. We had been to many temples, you know, we had to stand in queue, we had to ask, can you go inside here? Such a nice welcome, garland and sweet. Wow. And then he told me, Pesa. I said, Pesa? पैसा नहीं है ब्रह्मचारी से पैसा नहीं है ब्रह्मचारी है वो गार्लेंड वापस निकाल दिया सारा प्योर डिवोशन चला गया अरे और यू आर थिंकिंग ओके यू आर लाइक यू आर प्योर डिवोटी एंड ऑल बट इट हैपेंस विद एवरीवन आई केम टू नो लेटर आई दिस इज अ नॉर्मल रूल द पंडस डू विद एवरीवन बट दैट टाइम आई वाज थिंकिंग ओके इट्स हैपनिंग विद मी जगन्नाथ इज रियली रियली मर्सीफुल He has had, like Mahaprabhu's Leela, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to go for Vajas. So, yeah, 11 we have.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't see the time. Okay. This is what, when you speak about Jagannath or when you speak, you know, I don't know how it came to me for the time, asking for the time. Maybe Jagannath's arrangement, right? So he wanted me to stop. So, okay, just to conclude, I thought of taking some more pastimes from Mahaprabhu's Leela. But just to conclude that, as I begin, I said that when we want to do devotion, we should give up all our designation. So when we are in front of Jagannath, when we are pulling the Rath, we shouldn't think who we are. I am so and so, I am such a big personality, I am such a wealthy man. Who can be wealthy, wealthier than Krishna? Right? 20,000 people are serving daily to Jagannath. Tell me one rich man in this world who needs 20,000 people for bathing, for eating and for dressing. This is what happens to Jagannath, right? So just for this, 20,000 people are there. Tell me any rich person who has his 20,000 personal servants, right? So we should give up all our designation and we should serve with full heart, and that will please Krishna. So now we'll sing this bhajan which we were supposed to sing in the beginning. Jai Jai Jagannath Shachi Ramanan Tribhuvane Kurujar Charanam.
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Thank you.